illustration tonight that I like to just lay up here and just a picture. We know what this is tonight, don't we? We know that these are decoys. We know tonight that these are decoys. I'm glad tonight, thank God. I'm glad. Hey, isn't it real in the house of God tonight? We're real in the house of God tonight. And I pray tonight as we'll just take a little checklist in our soul and we'll use it tonight. I want to ask you to take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It's a great honor to be in the house of God. It's an honor to be with this family. My, what a blessing the Parson family is being. Thank God tonight. I'm glad they're real. Amen. They've sung and lifted up the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's thank God tonight. Thank God. Thank God tonight. Hallelujah. I want to go in the Word of God tonight, the 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, and I'd like to begin reading tonight in verse number 23, 2 Corinthians 11, 23. I've asked God to help me tonight, and I thank God for these days that God has given us, and I thank you for letting us be just a little small part in this camp meeting. Our heart has been lifted up in God. 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of robbers. In perils by mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. He said, I've been in peril in the country. I've been in peril in the city. I've been in peril in the wilderness. I have been in perils in the sea. And then he said, I have been in perils amongst false brethren. I ask your prayers tonight. I do this not out of routine. I do this not only tonight. I ask God to help me. I've begged. I've pleaded. I've asked God just to have his way as we look at this tonight. And I want to ask us all to bow in prayer. And I want to ask us tonight to do a good soul inventory as we look into the Word of God tonight, to search our hearts and search our lives. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the reading of the Word. We thank you for the songs. And God, tonight we thank you we can worship you and praise you and glorify your name and honor you. Father, Lord, tonight, God, as Paul is telling us of the dangers, as Paul is telling us of the perils, Lord, tonight, God, I pray in my soul. Father, I love you, God, and Lord, I pray that I'll ever be real with you, God, and we'll be real with my fellow man. God, tonight, if there might be a soul standing in need tonight, God, Lord, I pray that need to be met. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for for we ask it in the name of Jesus. We do humbly beg. Amen and amen. Thank God tonight for the reading of the word. Here the Apostle Paul is telling us of things in his life. He is telling us of things that he went through and things, Brother Kenny, that he suffered and things that happened. He said, I've been in perils. I've been in dangers in the city. I've been in perils in the country. I've been in perils in the wilderness. I've been in fastings. I've been there. I've beaten with rods thrice and all the things that happened. But he said, I have been in peril among false brethren. I have been in peril amongst those who have said they're one thing, but they're really something else. They're just a decoy in the house of God. I want to tell you tonight, I don't want to be a decoy in the house of God. I don't want to be a false brethren. I want to be real and true and genuine with God. Thank God tonight. And this is a little search list. It's an examination in camp meeting tonight as we search out our heart. I believe with all my soul tonight that it is our desire to be real with God. But let's look tonight with your prayers. And I want to use these little decoys and I want to use them as a little example tonight as a checklist of our soul. And Lord, please, dear God, whenever we realize, whenever we acknowledge tonight that we're not a decoy, we're not a false brethren, but we're real with God. I want to tell y'all to set a fresh fire a burning in our soul. Yeah. Brother Kenny, this honest truth. I never heard you sing that song you sung. I know I'm not perfect. But I'm glad tonight, by the help of heaven, I want to be real with God. Amen. What about the decoys? Hey, what about those that are false brethren that Paul said that he had been in perils in? Well, I want us to think about this tonight. Whenever you come up to these decoys and you come up to these false brethren, this picture tonight, a false brethren, a decoy in the house of God, They will not eat.
Come on. Come on.
Huh? Hey, just tell these decoys, tell these false brethren, hey, we got a good meal. We got some food from heaven, and they'll just sit there. They will not eat. They will not partake because they are false brethren and they are decoys. But I tell you what, tonight in the house of God, ain't we been eating from the table of God tonight? Hey, amen. Hey, we got you some food. We got something you can eat. We got something you can partake of. And they will not. I'm glad tonight, thank God, for those that are real and are not false and are not a decoy. I'm glad tonight we'll feed on the things of God. Amen. Somebody said, boy, we could have a real good camp meeting over yonder. We could have a real good camp meeting back there. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, somebody said, if I can get on a jet plane, I can fly down to Florida, or I can fly to Canada, or I can fly out to Kentucky. I can get some good food. And I want to tell you tonight, this will save us a plane ticket. Amen. Preacher, thank God, right here in the house of God, we can eat from the table. Woo! We can eat from the table of God. Hey, just get us a good helping from heaven tonight. Amen. And eat all we want. They will not eat. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Go ahead.
Huh? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And they won't eat. They won't eat from the Word of God. And they won't eat from the songs of Zion. I tell you something else about these decoys in the house of God. Not only will they not feed, but they also aren't fruitful. They're not worried about nobody getting saved and nobody getting on their way to heaven. Now, right here is where I really feel in my spirit that God just wants us just to camp around just a little bit tonight, because I believe, I don't know anybody's heart, but I believe it's very, very important right now. I tell you, come up to these false brethren. You come up to these decoys and you got tears in your eyes and you say, I want to tell you about my nephew that I prayed for 15 years. They was on the broad road to hell without God. They had one foot seemed like almost in hell. And I was a praying and a fasting. And thank God. I want to tell you, God got a hold of their heart. God reached down from heaven and he saved their soul and wrote their name in the Lamb's book. Hallelujah. I was a praying for my brother. I was a praying for my sister, we might say. And so God said, and they got right with God. And I want to tell you, they're not fruitful. They have no joy over nobody getting saved. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, there's joy, thank God, over somebody that gets their life right with God and gets on their way to heaven. Amen. I want to read this to us out of the Bible. We're going to come back. I want to read this in the book of Titus. This has become some of my favorite verses in the Bible tonight. And I want to tell you, if you're not at peace with God tonight, the false brethren and the decoys, they might not be concerned about your soul, but there's a whole bunch of blood-bought children of God in this place tonight that will rejoice with you and say thank God forever for you giving your life to God and getting saved. Look here what God has done for us. Look here what God has done for us in our life. Titus chapter number 3 in verse number 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, after living like that, after doing like that, after acting like that, but after that, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hey, thank God tonight. If you don't know God as Savior and Lord of your life, there's a God in heaven who loves us and wants us to be saved. Amen. Until tonight, it is a reality. It's a reality for every one of us in here tonight. We're either on our way to heaven or we're on our way to hell. Until tonight, the blood that's coursing through our veins and the heart that's beating within us, when God calls time, we're either going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, thank God, Jesus made the way that we did not have to go to hell. Let me tell you the saddest song you could ever hear in your life. What can wash away my sins? Nothing. What if it ended there? What can make me whole again? Nothing. But I'm glad it did not. We ain't got halos on our head tonight. Amen. Brother Kenny, I didn't have a halo on my head in days gone by, and I ain't got one on my head tonight. I was on the broad road to hell without God, and God reached further down than I could reach up, and he saved my never-dying soul and turned me around. Hallelujah. What can make me whole again? Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. Hey, it's Thursday night. Amen. And I tell you about a little something happened to me when I first started out preaching. Lord willing, October the 12th, if I live to then, it's on a Sunday. It'll be 45 years that day that I preached my first sermon. When I started out preaching, God called me. And for some reason or another, Preacher Tim, and you may have heard this, for some reason or another, they give me Saturday nights at the Gospel Rescue Mission was my preaching night. The half of the Gospel Rescue Mission was about to fall down, but they had some rooms there. And Preacher Roger, if you stayed at the mission, you had to go to the service. I was 17 years old, and I was just a kid, and I was going in there on Saturday night a-preaching. Preacher Mitch, as I was a-preaching in them Saturday night services as a young boy, and sometimes somebody in that room would just stand up, and they'd just go to cussing. Whew, I said, oh, Lord. Sometimes they'd stand up and they'd get sick and fall out in the floor. I said, God, I don't know, Lord, if this how you break a kid in preaching or not, Lord. I just don't know. I said, Lord, please help me. I'd go back on Saturday night and they'd be in that Gospel Rescue Mission. We'd be in that room and sometimes they'd just stand up. They'd go to cussing mad and all kinds of things. But I never will forget after a few Saturday nights. There was one Saturday night, a 17-year-old kid was preaching out of Psalm number 40. I said, I was in a horrible pit. I was in the miry clay. I cried out to God, and God heard my cry, and he brought me up out of that pit, and he set my feet on a rock, and he established my goal and put a song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And I said, if you're tired of going around and around in the pit, and you're tired of living like you've been living, I'm going to tell you, there's a God in heaven who can do something about it.
Amen.
Hey, our altar was a slat back chair, and half the slats was missing out of the chair. We had a piano over to the side, and half the ivories was off the keys, but it didn't matter because there wasn't nobody there who could play it nohow. I said, but I tell you one thing, friends, if you're tired of going around and around in the pit and you're going nowhere but further down, there's a God that loves you and still loves you enough to send his son to die on Calvary's cross and God will save your soul. I weighed about 100 pounds less than I do right now. Big old man, about 6'5", about 350 pounds. He began to stand up to his feet and begin to come forward. I said, hey, I thought he mad. He don't like nothing you said. He can snap you in half and throw you out the window. But he got a little bit closer. Hallelujah. And I saw a tear coming down his face. And he come over there. And he got down over that slat back chair. Well, half them slats are missing out of it. And I grabbed him around the neck. And we began to pray. We began to say, God, we're tired of going around the pit. did. They're tired of going around, going nowhere. And he began to say, God, if you'll save me and come into my heart. And I got so happy. I crawled up and climbed up over his back. I grabbed him around the neck. And we went around a little ways. I want to tell you tonight, thank you. If you can just sit still and there's no joy in your soul and there's no happiness, hey, and no happiness in your heart, that God still saves sinners. We ought to take a good look at our soul, amen. Oh, thank God. Sometimes on Sunday morning, we begin to take in prayer requests. And I'm all for it. And I, but sometimes somebody will stand up and take a many a minutes about asking prayer for their son, their daughter, their brother, their sister. And service goes on a little more. And if it, hey, and they was part of the ones that took the time up. But if it ain't over by 12 o'clock, they smell the chicken in the restaurant. They smell the beans are burning in the oven. And if their son or daughter, a brother or sister did get saved in the invitation, we'd have to call them at the restaurant and tell them that they got saved. I'm glad tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, you know it's the truth. If we're not careful, people don't care about souls. And if it ain't over at 12 o'clock, out the door they go. I tell you what I told them in Columbus County. I said, I tell you one thing, I can turn it around and we can have the invitation back yonder if you're going to keep on getting up and stalking out. And souls need to be saved. Woo, hallelujah. All right, let me tell you, I had to know somebody you got saved. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you want to tell you something that'll make heaven happy? Let me tell you something tonight that I'm sure enough make this church happy.
Come on.
It's for you to say, God, I don't want to go to hell.
Amen. Amen.
God, I want to go to heaven. I want to ask you, God, to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. And come into my life and save my soul. Every one of us here. Monday night, I was up all through the night. Tuesday night, I slept. Last night, I was up all through the night. We're not here out of routine tonight. No, no. We ain't here out of ritual tonight, a routine. I believe we all have come and assembled in this place tonight because we want to be real. We want to be real.
Amen.
With God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. They won't feed. They're not fruitful. Burden for those that are lost and that are unsaved.
Amen.
You probably got somebody in your family tonight that's on the road to hell. I know tonight that's not a word that people even want to hear no more. Some of the mega preachers of our day before they died, they said, I can't even preach about the same kind of hell that I did when I first started out. But I want to tell you tonight, I never will forget. I'd love to hear it sung sometime. It was a long time ago, but the chorus of the song said something like this. It said, the old preacher, it got old, and said, looked out over the church, so to speak. Many, many, many of the seats was empty. They didn't want to hear the old preacher telling about heaven and hell. And they had sort of departed out of the way. And the old preacher had got old. But he raised up his hand. And in that chorus of that song, he declared, there's still a heaven to gain, and there's still a hell to shun. There is still a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. I want to tell you tonight, we're not here tonight just on routine. We're not here tonight to check the box off that we're here. We're here tonight because we're concerned about souls, and we need a greater burden than we've ever had. For those that's on the broad road to hell without God, there is a place called heaven and there is a place called hell. And I'm glad tonight, by the grace of God, if I never make it back home, if I never see the sun come up again, hey, and y'all have my funeral, roll my body down there in Columbus County, Preacher Tim, and you say a few words, just say thank God. He told us he was ready. He was prepared. That is with God now in heaven. Listen. In perils amongst false brethren. Not only will the false brethren, not only will they not feed, not only are they not fruitful. Whew. Hallelujah. They begin to sing that song, the first song they sung, I believe, about Tuesday night. And it was about getting up morning, getting up morning. And God assured me that before I left, that this would be what he would want. Sister Juwan's uncle, Preacher William Hurl, he and I had a nursing home ministry for years and years. Preacher William and I worked together, served the Lord together there at White Savannah and Conway. And Sunday afternoons, a couple of Sunday afternoons a month, we'd go to the nursing home. I'd be there to back Preacher William up, and he'd get to preaching in a big way, and God was just a-moving. We'd have about 35 or 40, some in wheelchairs, some on beds, some on cots, some on things where they have that little activity room filled up. Preacher William would get to preach, and I was up there with him, and Preacher William would get to preach. This happened now. Preacher William would get to preaching, God's power would get to moving. And there was a little lady in a wheelchair. And more Preacher Mitchell, more Preacher William got to preaching in the Spirit, and God a moving on his soul. And y'all can just picture him. And sometimes y'all were probably even there with us, but that lady, she began to speak out. Sunday afternoons, she'd say, oh, preacher, on getting up morning, I'm going to get up out of this wheelchair. She'd say, preacher, home getting up morning. I'm going to get up out. Hey, that wheelchair, she'd begin to get that thing to shaking. She'd begin to get to wiggling and a stirring. That Preacher Mitch in that wheelchair, and Preacher William was a preaching hard away. And she'd say, oh, preacher, on getting up morning, on getting up morning, I'm going to get up out of this wheelchair. On getting up morning, I'm going to get out of here. On morning, I'm going to have a new body. I'm getting, she'd begin to glorify God and praise God. That old wheelchair get to moving, it get to shaking. Oh, preacher, I'm getting up morning. I want to tell you tonight, them decoys are not going to fly away. Oh, hey, them decoys are not going to fly away. But you just hold on, the children of God. I'm getting up morning. I'm getting up morning. We're going to rise. Thank God we're going to go. And we're going to be with God. Not only that lady in the wheelchair. I'm getting up morning. But Preacher Tim, everybody who's washed in the blood of the Lamb, got our name recorded in heaven's roll. I'm getting up morning. We're going to get up out of here with us. Woo! Amen. Brother Mike, we're going to get out of here with a shout. Because you see, a decoy ain't going to fly away. They're going to sit still right on that pond. They're going to sit still right on that shelf. They're going to sit still right in that boat. Or Pastor Kevin, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. But the children of God.
Yeah.
Who's real?
Yeah.
Who's real?
That's right.
Amen.
I do not have to be a fake and a decoy. I want you to just turn to your neighbor and say, I mean to be real. 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 Hey, I'm not going to be. I'm getting up morning. If you're not going to be sitting on the pond or in the boat, or on the shelf. If you know that God is real, hey, tonight let's just stand in the house of God. I want to ask them to come back and sing.